You may now be listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Get to in your life where you can have a collaboration with fate almost, where you can begin to see things showing up into your life just because you were thinking them. And for some of us who are very practical minded, we think, well, that's absolutely impossible. All of these things are just coincidences. But the word coincidence is an interesting word. In mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. We have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly and assume that somehow it's all done accidentally. But in the universe in which there is an intelligence guiding everything, there are no accidents.
Sources, we've gotten this from first-hand testimony from defectors, including Saddam's own son-in-law.
His son-in-law's name was Hussein Kamel. It turned out that he also said that at his command, and he was in charge of the biochemical and nuclear weapons programs, at his command, all these things had been destroyed in 1991. And it wasn't really revealed until an enterprising British scholar went and got the debriefing report from Vienna. And discovered that Kamel, highly touted Kamel, also said that at his command, and he was in command, they were destroyed.
Why was Hussein Kamel so cavalierly ignored, in essence? when he made his claims in 1995 that, you know, after I've given you the aflatoxin and the other anthrax-filled bombs and warheads, that's it.
Coincidences. But then we think, well, that's absolutely impossible. All of these things are just coincidences. But the word coincidence is an interesting word. In mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. And we have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly and assume that somehow it's all done accidentally.
Thank you.
word coincidence is an interesting word. In mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. And we have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly and assumed that somehow it's all done accidentally. Thank you.
hours. It is not Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, Tuesdays, 6:30 until 7 p.m. here, right here. You can listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza again and again. You can listen to it right now. You can listen to it yesterday. If you have the ability to listen on a computer, the address of a webpage that you go to, if you want to hear that, the show that is not anymore is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can send email to counterfolk.com and it will bounce because that's not an email address. But if you visit the webpage counterfolk.com/last ever, then you can listen to the shows like tonight's show and other shows. Send your reactions, please. I want you to the email address, which is ken@counterfolk.com. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com or just call up here in the studio live right now. While this isn't happening anymore, you can just call 512-472-5667. And I thank you, only if you want to be thanked, for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza here on Co-op, K-O-O-P, Austin, which is going off the air momentarily. The views expressed here on this show and many other shows, all of them, do not necessarily reflect those of the management, underwriters, board of directors, and other people at Co-op. Just those of the people doing the programs, and the programs on Co-op end now and resume tomorrow at 9. Meanwhile, KVRX takes over the 91.7 frequency. Thank you again for listening to this station, to all stations, and to yourself, not necessarily to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.